Hey, welcome everybody to Masechet Shabbos. Here we go. New Daf Yomi B'Iyam. We're not going to get to everything. We just get through what we can. A lot of new Sfarim here. A lot of exciting new Sfarim here to get through for Shabbos. Here we go. So this Masechet is primarily in terms of Hilcha Shabbos. And it divides up into four sections. The first is is to explain the Malachas that are Asur Midaraisa. And how you be chayiv in them. What's the shear for the chayiv? Two, which malachas are asur midrabbanan and their details. Three, explaining the things that a person's chayiv to do them on Shabbos or is a mitzvah to do them. And four, things that are permissible to do on Shabbos and the ways that it is mutter, meaning examples like refuah and things like that. This parak has three topics. This parak has dine of hotzah, of caring from rishus to rishus, domain to domain. It has things that are usher Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos because that you may come to do a Chilul Shabbos, right? And number three, it has the Malachas that are mutter to begin Erev Shabbos and even though they may finish on the Shabbos itself.
Like cooking.
We'll see. Right, exactly. We'll see. Good, good. Very good. Okay, so this Mishnah talks about the Malacha of Hotzah from domain to domain, from Rishus to Rishus. By the way, the makor for the Isser of Hotzah, we're going to get to, it talks about much later, it gets to it only on 96a, you have a while, but it's from the Pasuk in Shmos Lamed Vav. It says, V'yitzav Moshe v'yaviru kol b'machan alemor, isha isha al yasei od malacha l'trumas hektish. Where Moshe says you should not take out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and that to bring a nedava or to the machan alevia. And the Gemara learns from that, Gzeirah Shavah, that was on Shabbos. Okay? So now, when learning this malacha, it's, by the way, it's the last of the 39 malachas. It's the last of the 39 malachas. So the question is, why is our masechta beginning with Hotzah? Right? It should have began with from the beginning of Hilchas Erev Shabbos, and Hilchas Hotzah should have been reviewed after the 39 malachas were done. Why does it start with this one? Rather, our Mishnah begins with this because there were many chidushim in this area. And therefore, it was beloved by the Tana. That's what Tosva says in the name of the Riva. Rabbeinu Tam says it began with the Malacha of Hotzah for a different reason. Because it's more common than the rest of the Malachas. Another explanation is the Tana wanted to begin with the Halacha of Erev Shabbos. That a tailor shouldn't go out with his needle next to nightfall. And therefore, it needed to explain first the concept of Hotzah. Meaning, it's sort of the first one you fit as you hit Shabbos, is Hotzah. The Sfasemis explains that the Tana wanted to explain the Malacha of Hotzah because it's Mefurish in a Pasuk, and that's why. So in terms of this Malacha, it's built on three fundamentals, three Yesodas that you have to know in terms of Hotzah. Number one, a person is not chayev midaraisa on Hotzah from domain to domain until he has an akira, an uplifting of the object from Rishus HaRabim and puts it down in Rishus HaYachid, or vice versa. Okay? But if the object is at rest in one Rishus and it's not being put down in the second Rishus, or he puts it down in another Rishus but he never lifts it up, it's going to be potter. We'll get to that. A person who begins a malacha and his friend comes and finishes it, they're both going to be potter. The chiyuv on Hotzah from Rishus to Rishus is only when you lift it up from place to place, a place that's at least 4 by 4 tvachim, okay? And you put it down in a place that is at least 4 by 4 tvachim, and the hand of a person is considered like a place that is 4 by 4 tvachim because it could hold big objects. We'll get to that as well. So three Yesodas in Hilchas Hotzah.
If you do that Kira Anach in Rishus Rav itself, you're not over the Raisa.
Correct. So we'll see exactly what that is. And Ma'avir Dalet Amos might be a separate category, but we're going to get to that. So let's just read the Mishnah a little bit so we can get a taich and how to understand the Mishnah. So Yitzias HaShabbos. L'chora, by the way, the Tana should have written Hotzah Shabbos. The reason it shows, but it shows the Lashon of the Pasuk. Al Yetze Ish Mim Komo B'Yom HaShvi. Right, from there, the Gemara in Ervin 17b learns the din of Hotzah, that a person should not go out with their kli to collect the man. Right? The Meiri explains the word Hotzah is called Yitzia, because it's done by a human being. She Yotzi Umotzi B'Yada. Okay, so Yitzia Shabbos, caring on Shabbos, there are two ways that it's Asur Midaraisa. Shtayim, this is a very hard Mishnah to read because a lot of unspoken ideas here. So Shtayim, there are two ways that it's Usur Midda Oraisa, that if you do them on purpose, you'd be Chayav in Kares, and if there were Edim and Hasra, you'd be Chayav Skila and Shogeg Chatas. And the Makor for the Isur Hotza we already explained. And then there are, and by the way, those two, if you want to know what they are, it's carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or bringing it in from Rishus HaKnasa from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, right? Those two permutations. Shehein Harba. Those two expand to four because there are two more ways which the Chacham said is also to do them lechachila, but if you did them, you're going to be potter. And all of that is for one who's standing bifnim in Rishus HaYachid. Right, all of them are a case of bifnim when you're standing in Rishus HaYachid. We'll see what that means. Ushnayim shemarba b'chutz, and then you have also two of them which become four for those that are on the outside. There are two ways that are usur midaraisa and two ways that are also usur midarabanan. So let's understand. Ketzad. So how do you violate for the one standing inside and the one standing outside on the isur of hotza min haTorah? So you have an ani who's standing outside in Rishus HaRabim, a poor guy. And you have the owner of the house standing inside in Rishus HaYachid. By the way, Malacha Hotza is called a Malacha Gerua. It's a weaker Malacha. It's Mechudish. It's a Mechudish Halacha. There's a lot to say about that, but you should know that's the label that it's called. That it's called a Malacha Gerua. Meaning there's no chiluk whether you're Motzi Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. At the end of the day, the very act, as Mr. Gnauer said, you do the same thing in Rishus HaRabim as you would in Rishus HaYachid, and suddenly it's totally different. So what does it mean that, let's explain this a little bit. What does it mean that Hotza is a Malacha Gerua? So the Re, quoted in Tosus over here in Beis Amid Aleph, famous Shita, says that the Malacha of Hotza, of carrying from one domain to another, needs more explanations, more source derivation, than do other malachas, because Hotza is a malacha gerua. It's an inferior malacha. The Or Zeruah says that's because no change takes place in the object, right? Which is identical. The object is the same to what it was before as it is after. There's been no change in the object. All the other malachas cause a change in the object itself. You take this a little further. Tosfos and the Rashba have different shitas how to understand it. Tosfos focus on the fact that there is seem to be no distinction between, they're more focused on the fact that you would do the same act in a private domain, no different than going from private to public, meaning you could do the same behavior in your home and suddenly it's nothing, and the same behavior done from your home to outside is suddenly a problem. That's strange, because at the end of the day, the same exertion is happening. So Tosfos focuses on that as the essence of the Malacha Gerua. Rashba focuses on the fact that if you...
The Malacha is the same, but the changing of the
Rishuyah... Yeah, the Rishuyah, so it's strange, because the very act itself is the same. The labor is the same, which is nothing, that no other Malacha is like that. The labor is the same, just the space happens to be different. The Rashba looks at the fact that a heavy object brought from one corner of the room to another would have no violation. If I take the heaviest couch in the world and schlep it from one corner of my house to the other, nothing. But I take a small little pebble and I go from inside to outside, suddenly it's an Isser. That's why it's a Malacha Gerua.
All these Malachas are creative.
Correct. Right, what are you creating here? Good, excellent. That's pointed out in the book on Shabbos by Diane Grunwald. This is the point of the introduction. Why is this different? What's the creative act here? So Rav Asher Weiss, in his Minchas Asher to Shabbos, says that these two approaches could reflect two understandings in the Isser of caring on Shabbos. Is the issue the lifting of the object and transporting it from one place to another, which is the implication of the Rashba, or is it the changing of the domain of location, as the implication is from Tosis? Let's think about that Chakira again from Rav Asher Weiss. Is the focus of the Isser the lifting of the object and transporting it? Or is it more about changing domains? Which one is it? So what would be a nafkamina? Who cares? The nafkamina would be a guy who lifts an object while in private domain and then puts it down in the place it came from, but only after the walls have been removed. Right? The walls have been removed. So you're still in the same place. You didn't go anywhere. They took apart the walls. They made it into a big park in the middle of Shabbos. They said, you know what? We made a mistake. Before Shabbos is over, they put the walls back up. Okay? Now, sorry. But in between, when they took down the walls, you put the object back down. So according to the first approach, which says that it's about lifting an object and transporting it to somewhere else, I didn't take it anywhere. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't take it a single place. I lifted it up and put it down in the very same place. But according to the second approach, it's about transferring domains. This was a private domain before. Now it's a public domain. And that would be why it's a malacha gerua. The status of an inferior being a malacha gerua has several consequences. For example, Tosus writes that the tolda of hotzah needs a makor, as opposed to the other malachas. They don't need a makor for the toldas. Chayadim says that an object that has been carried on Shabbos inappropriately could still be used, as opposed to the other malachas. Once you do them, there's an isser hana on the item. Not by hotzah, because it's a malacha gerua. Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi says that while one violates other malachas, you're eligible for punishment if you get a hasra in general. In the case of hotzah, to be punished, you need a direct warning, a direct hasra.
If you find something in your pocket, you go from one shoes to the other, you can still use it.
Yeah. Some Rishonim say the reason the Gemara says that Erevin are not required for Yontif is because, why? Why do we say no Erev on Yontif? So some explain, the Afikayam and others, some explain that because Hotzah is a weaker malacha, it falls short of things that are relevant to Yontif. And that's why it never made the list. So it's very interesting, this appellation of malacha being of Hotzah being a malacha grua is very informative of this entire din.
On Yontif, you go to somebody's house, you carry food with you, and if they ushered it, he might still do it anyhow.
Yeah, but it could be true of any malacha. Bishul's bigger taiva. You cooked, you have guests coming, but you still can't. You know? But it seems it's a malacha grua because it's a malacha grua. These things were never, the chumras that have applied by other malachas never applied by hotzah. Now, okay, so these are the cases. So, for example, you have the balabayas, Ani standing outside, balabayas inside. Ani sticks his hand inside, right, lifnim, and puts a kli into the hand of the balabayas. So the balabayas could put food in there. So it turns out that he was Akar Echaifetz Mershus Arabim, and he put it down in Rishus Yachid. Or Shenotol Mitocha, the Ani took from inside the hand, Vahotzi, and took it out. So that's a violation Deraisa in those two ways, an Ani Skayev Midaraisa. And the Balabayas Potter, because he didn't do anything. Even Lechachila, he could do it.
You don't need Dalai Amos for that.
Right, it doesn't seem there's any Indian in Mavridalat Amos. Mavridalat Amos might be a separate din entirely. Pashat yeah. Balabayas said Yadalachut, so the Balabayas sticks his hand outside and he puts the Michael into the hand of the Ani. Or he takes the Balabayas, the Kli from the hand of the Ani, so he could fill it and brings it inside. The Balabayas is going to be Chayiv Midaraisa. Those are the two cases, Midaraisa, which are in Ani's Pater. Now, let's get to the two which we said are only Asr Midarabanan, the additional. If the Ani sticks his hand inside and he had a Kli, sticks his hand and the Balabayas takes the Kli. Right? So each one of them only did chetzi malacha. Or the balabayas puts something inside of it, inside the hand of the ani, which is sticking in his rishus, vahotzi, and the ani pulls it out. Agder sarabim, they're both going to be potter midaraisa, because each one did half.
Why is this different? Why is this different? Because they didn't pick it up?
What's that?
Why is this different from the first place? In other words, what's the difference between
that? Over here, the one person needs to have an akira and a hanacha. Here it's splitting it between people.
In other words, there was no hanacha
here. There was no hanacha here, or no hakira, vice versa.
Well, what do you think he did with it afterwards? He took it in his hand and he didn't put it down?
It's irrelevant. It wants to know about that act when the ani picked it up, put it in the house of the balabayas, and the guy takes it from his hand.
So what's the first case? The first case he picked
the deraisa one? Deraisa one? Ani puts his thing into the hand and puts down the kli inside the house.
And then he picks it up.
And then, what do you mean then he picks
it up?
No, the Ani picks it up from outside and then puts it down inside the house table of the Balabayas. Done. Malacha Deraisa. Deraisa, right there. So that's the case. The key is to know if there is a Akira and a Hanacha over here. That would be Nisr Deraisa, but otherwise Nisr Derabanan when you only do half of them. What you have over here is also other cases where Chilukim between our Mishnah and a similar Mishnah in Shavuos. For example, the Gemara says, Tanan Hasadur Mesecha Shavuos, that if you have Shavuos Shtayim, this is good, Yedias, just to know these. You have two types of Shavuos Bitoy, expressive Shavuos, that a person makes on about the future, about such and such, either for something negative or something positive. For example, he swears to eat or not to eat. And if he violates it, he's going to have to bring a Korban Olav Yored. That also refracts into four, the Mishnah said, right? That includes even past stuff in the past. So there you have a similar type of structure, right? A shtayim shehem arba. And then by yediyah satuma, right? By yediyah satuma, the chi of korban ola v'yored, by a person who's tummy, who goes into the mikdash, or he eats kodesh b'shogeg, there also you have shtayim, right? Mashba, there are two ways you chayev, because the... right, that if, for example, he forgot that he was tummy and he eats basar kodesh, or for example, he forgot that he was tummy and he goes into the mikdash, and they become four. For example, he remembers that he's tummy and then he eats kodesh. He remembers it, meaning he thought that it was chulin. Or he remembers he's tummy and goes to the mikdash because he thought it was a different house. So too, maris negayim, you have shnayim, shehem arba. Yitzias ha-shabbos, shtayim, shehem arba. Same thing. So how are these all different that we mentioned, different than the yitzias ha-shabbos? So the Gemara says that Hacha de'ikr, the ikr concept of Masechta Shabbos, Tane Hotza, which are the Avos, and then they learned the Toldos. But over there by Shvuas, the Lav ikr Shabbos, who, right, the Tana is more Mekatzer. It only mentioned Hotza, which are the Avos, but it did not mention the things that are Toldos lo Tane. Okay, so it's showing you the differences between all of them and how those cases are that they are fundamentally different than each other. Okay. Good. Now, let's take one more piece here I wanted to share with you that I saw here in the Chashuke Chemet about it starting with Hotzah. That why is it at the end of the day starting, or a little bit wide starting with Hotzah here? Look at this. So he says this. He says that Amar Ragon HaRav Yoshev Shlita, that, oh no, wrong point here. He says, oh yeah, here it is. Saw in the Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva that even though in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, it says, look at Tosa Marbai, that even though by Kol HaTorah we don't make a Gzera L'Gzera, by Hotza you do make a Gzera on top of a Gzera. And he writes like this, Isser Hotza is the Evan Bochen Ben Yehudi Shomer Torah Be'emes V'tamim Leben HaMekil Bo'ol Malach HaShemayim. Malchus Shemayim. The Isra of Hotzah is the litmus test between a Jew who's Shomer Torah and someone who's Mekil in Yoke of Heaven. Because Bederech Klal, Efshar La'askim Shemin Astam Kol Ish V'Isha Hanisar Be'Isra Hotzah B'Shabbos Kodesh U'Muchzak Lanu Yirush Shemayim. Someone who's Makbet in Hotzah is, you could tell, is a Yirush Shemayim. And therefore, in terms of Kashrus, Eidus, Shaduchim, and Chinuch, why? Why Hotzah? My guess would be is because it is a Malacha Grua. That's the worst, the least of the malachas. So I have to take it so seriously. And therefore, one who's makbid on it is really taking care of it.
Some communities, they hold from the Erev, some they don't hold from the Erev.
Yeah, that could be a chumra on Erevin, because Erevin relies on many different kulas. Erevin relies, we're going to learn Masechas Erevin. It's a great Masechta.
So we should always, if there's a daya in the city, one or the other.
Yeah, but you have to be careful, because your chumra there leads to a kula to the entire city. No one could do anything on Shabbos. Ruins the Onik Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. So you have to be careful with those with a chumrah by that.
That's a big responsibility.
Yes, indeed.